Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The best time of the year, it is not far away, State of Origin. It feels like it's a long way down the track, but it's only 6 weeks away. The teams are selected in 6 weeks. So all the players hoping to play Origin this year, they've got six more games to impress Brad Fittler or Paul Green. And for me, I think it's going to be a really interesting year. And I'm going to talk solely about New South Wales today because Queensland, for me, I look at the team they had last year. They had a lot of injuries. They had a lot of guys out. They had a lot of guys that had to step up. And I don't think there's going to be too many debutants from Queensland this year. I think that you're going to see that they will have enough players coming back, that they're going to have a really solid side, and they had enough guys that made their debut last year that I think they're going to be able to fill any spots that they need to with guys that played last year. I think that it's going to be it was a huge bonus. They won it, obviously. It was fantastic. But I think over the next few years, they'll look back and 2020 will be the season where they went, we blooded a heap of these guys and they all did incredibly well. So for Queensland, as far as bolters and smokies and all this goes, I'm not overly worried about them. I think we generally know how the Queensland team is going to line up. In fact, I think there's a couple of superstars that might even miss the Queensland team. So it's going to be, I think it's pretty obvious the writing's on the wall what the Queensland side is going to look like. The New South Wales team, I think it's a bit more open, to be honest with you, especially positions-wise. There's a lot of guys competing for the same sort of positions. There's also the coach. Now, Brad Fittler, you know, it's no secret. He is more than happy to go a little bit rogue sometimes. He always backs his gut feel in. So if he sees a change that he could potentially make somewhere because he wants to reward someone for good form, we know Freddie will do it. We know that Freddie's not afraid to make changes. And, like, there's a number of guys that didn't play last season that could come into this side. We're talking Latrell Mitchell. We're talking Tom Trbojevic. So many guys could come in and could change the makeup of this team. There's also a number of guys that haven't played Origin yet. And I've made three lists today. I've got tier one. So these are the guys that I think are, if anyone's going to make their debut, I think they are the most likely. A couple of them are guys that, full strength, I wouldn't be shocked if they're there for game one. Some of these other guys, they're probably going to need an injury or two, but they're sort of the first crop that I expect to go into this New South Wales side if the opportunity presents itself. They're also the guys that I expect to be the 18th, 19th, 20th man, similar to what Jerome Luai and Stephen Crichton did last year. I'm tipping a lot of these guys will be in and around the camp during the series. I think on my tier two guys, and these are guys who I think will definitely need an injury to get in. I think it's going to take injury, maybe even two to three injuries for them to get into this side, but they're guys that I think we should definitely be keeping an eye on. So that'll be tier two. And then tier three, it's not even a tier, I just call it my smoky, and I've got one guy that I think is a massive smoky to play Origin this year, and no one is going to talk about him. No one has mentioned him for State of Origin so far this year, and he's one guy that I think you should keep an eye on, but I'll mention him at the very end. Let's kick it off with the Tier 1 State of Origin players that I think could make their New South Wales Origin debut this season. Tier one of these guys is headlined by two fellas. The first one is, of course, Ryan Pappenhausen, potentially the best player in our competition right now. He has been unreal to kick off the season. He's got a shoulder injury at the moment. But by Origin, I expect him to be fully fit in 3 weeks. I expect him to be fully fit. So the way that he's been playing to start the season has been unbelievable. And look, Pappenhuisen, he's not a guy that I would pick at fullback. James Tedesco's got a mortgage on that jersey, but I think Pappenhuisen, he's a really good chance to make his debut off the interchange bench. I think jersey 14 would be perfect for Pappenhuisen. But of course, it is going to come down to what they do with other guys. I mean, if you all of a sudden bring a Latrell Mitchell back into the piece, you would assume he would play left center. Where does that leave Jack Wyden? Does he play 5'8"? Where does that leave Cody Walker? You could end up having Jack Wyden as your jersey 14. I know that Freddie, he's a big fan of Clint Gutherson. So if Tom Trbojevic comes back on the right edge at center, you could see Gutho play jersey 14 as well. So there's a lot of moving pieces here. But for me, I'd be pretty surprised if we don't see Ryan Pappenhuisen make his Origin debut this year. I think he's definitely done enough. And I think he's a guy that we need. I think he's a guy that, and as I always say, you always pick your teams and you play the way that your opposition doesn't want you to. And I am confident that Queensland do not want a slice of Ryan Pappenhuisen in the 30th minute, in the 65th minute. They do not want to deal with him through the middle. He's just too electric, especially with Tedesco on the field as well. It would just be so dangerous. A running nine like Damien Cook as well under these new rules, it'd be a nightmare. So Ryan Pappenhuisen, he's one I'm expecting. He's the top of tier one. Probably the next guy is Jerome Luai. Now, I mentioned with Pappy that it's going to depend how they pick the side, and I honestly do think there's a really good chance that we get to Origin 1 and we're trying to work out who's going to be the 5-8, and I wouldn't be shocked if Freddie does go with Luai and Cleary. It wouldn't shock me if that combination gets Luai into this side. And look, it's not just that combination. I shouldn't say that. He's been playing unreal footy. He's been playing outstanding. And once again, he's a guy that, yes, he has a combination with Nathan Cleary that it's great, but he's a guy that's just so hard to read. Another guy that Queensland, they probably don't want to deal with because it is really hard to prepare for him during the week. With James Tedesco out the back as well and with strong forwards on his edge and stuff, it is just going to be so hard to plan for this guy and prepare to defend against him. So it's one that Queensland, I don't think they'd want to deal with. Jerome Luai, I think he's going to be right up there, especially after being in the camp last season. Freddie's obviously got to know him. I think he came in there game two and Freddie kept him there for game three. So I think that's saying that he does like him. I think it's fair to say Freddie, obviously being a Penrith boy, he's probably got a soft spot for these fellas as well. And he might see it as the key to getting the best out of Nathan Cleary, just having that regular partner there. So I think it's going to be really interesting to watch how the halves go there. And Jerome Luai is right at the top of tier two. Another guy for me is a teammate of Jerome Luai, Brian To'o. For me, I've said a number of times, he's the best winger coming out of his own end in our game. He is unbelievable. He's a fantastic finisher. He's not afraid to roll up his sleeves. Normally in Origin, you want these really big bodies, and there's a number of guys I'm going to talk about that fit into that category. But this Brian To'o, he is just wowing me each and every week. And once again, if you end up with this combo of Nathan Cleary, Jerome Luai, just shock me, Brian To'o, all of a sudden he becomes a lot more exciting. He becomes, you know, you just those combos would just be fantastic. And then Freddie also, you know, it is in the middle of the year. They're coming off the extended year last year. They're going to be tired. There's a lot of injuries going on. Just having those guys in that camp, it lifts the atmosphere for them. It'll hype them up. I think it's that these guys could almost character their way into this side. They're obviously fantastic footballers, no doubt about it. I think they've won, 22 of their last 24 games or something like that. So there's no doubt ability-wise they deserve to be there, but I think it's also their swagger and stuff that Freddie's going to really like. Another guy on this list, one of my favourites, Victor Radley. All comes down to how Freddie wants to play. I'm not sure if I would have Radley and Cam Murray in the side, depending on whether they're going to have Pappenhuisen or another utility as your 14. I think it'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. You probably want some big bodies there. So Radley, it's all going to come down to how they want to play. I think Cam Murray, he's a definite to be in this side, and so he should be when he's played there the last few years. He's been outstanding. As far as Radley goes, it's going to come down to who they pick in other positions and if there's any injuries and whatnot. But I think Victor Radley, he was obviously in the squad last year. He's a guy that if he doesn't play, I think Freddie will take him in once again. The next guy on my list, Zach Lomax, playing right centre for the St. George Illawarra Dragons, an excitement machine and a team that they've played well the last month, but they really aren't that top-tier footy side that a lot of these other guys are coming from. I think Freddie's well aware that if you were to put Lomax in this different environment, in this different system, it really could be anything for him. Same as the next guy. He's in a much better system, obviously, at the South Sydney Rabbitohs. This is a guy I spoke about last year. He was offered a spot in the squad, and I spoke before about To'o that he's not that normal body you want for Origin. Lomax is. This guy definitely is. Campbell Graham out of the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I got huge raps on this kid. I thought he was going to make his debut last year. Injury kept him out of the squad. Don't know if he would have played, but I think he would have been there and thereabouts. So Campbell Graham, he's definitely one to keep an eye on as a centre, as a winger. Another centre I think has got huge potential to play this year is Bradman Best. Obviously, he's playing left centre, though, so a lot of this comes down to how they use Jack Whiten, if Latrell Mitchell's there. So there's a lot of dominoes that have to fall. He also needs to be fit to play. Big problem with Bradman Best. Obviously, a lot of injuries that have plagued his career so far. So very interesting to watch Bradman Best and how this one plays out over the next few weeks. Next man I've got on my list, another Penrith Panther, another big body out wide, Stephen Crichton. Hasn't been as impressive this year as he was last year. Still been good, but he was obviously in the camp last year with the boys, and I think that Freddie, another one that he'd probably have a little soft spot for. So Stephen Crichton, I wouldn't be shocked if he makes his debut this year. He's probably going to need an injury or two. As I said, the back line is just stacked. You've got three or four fullbacks running around in there. You've got guys coming back from injury. You've got Ryan Pappenhausen, who hasn't even played a game yet. So Stephen Crichton, he's probably just below Lomax Graham, potentially Best as well for me right now. But I think he's going to be there and thereabouts, and he's the one that was in the squad last year. So obviously, foot in the door there. Another one, Mitch Moses out of the Parramatta Eels. This is a guy that, you know, depending on how they play in the halves, you know, they could go Cleary Lua, they could go Cleary Walker, they could go Walker Reynolds, they could go Reynolds Cleary. There's a number of ways they could go here. I'm throwing Reynolds in there as a little smoky. I wouldn't be shocked to see Freddie go there, but I think Nathan Cleary, I'm pretty sure he'd be quite confident he's already in this team as it is. But Mitch Moses, he's a guy I wouldn't be shocked to see in this squad, and they're probably only one or two injuries away from having a look at Mitch Moses. He's a guy with potential there, especially with Luke Keary out. If there are a couple more injuries, you could be turning to Mitch Moses pretty quickly. The guy is Jaden Brayley. Obviously, Damien Cook, he's got a mortgage on the 14 jersey. I would say he plays 80 minutes. I would say their utility is going to be one of Gutho, Pappenhausen, Jack Whiten, one of these guys. So I don't think you'll run with two hookers in this side, but if you are going to, Jaden Brayley, I think he'll be right up there. He's been sensational this season for the Newcastle Knights, and I'm sure Freddie would appreciate the way that he's played. Obviously, teammates with Daniel Saifidi, who will be an automatic selection in this side too, so that will help. Another hooker, he's been injured for the last couple of weeks, but Api Kurisau still hasn't played Origin, has won a premiership, has been outstanding for the Penrith Panthers over the last 18 months or so, injured for the last few weeks. But I'm sure that when he comes back, which could be this weekend, if not next weekend, he'll start to put his hand up for Origin selection. Freddie will be keeping an eye on him. If something was to happen to Damien Cook last year, you would have thought probably Cam McInnes comes in. He's obviously injured now. So it's really wide open there, and I think it will be between Jaden Brayley and Api Kurisau, unless I'm missing someone, but I don't think I am. The last guy I'm going to mention in this list, and yeah, I don't know about this guy. He was going to be, if I could put someone in between tier one and tier two, he probably would have been here. I think he's going to need a number of injuries, but he is the guy that if he hits form with 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks before this team is selected, he could come from anywhere. He has got the ability to do anything. Personally, I wouldn't pick him. I don't trust him enough, but I know that Freddie not afraid to take a risk, and it's a guy that announced that he was open to playing Origin over the last few hours. It's Tevita Pangai Jr. We know that on his day he can be so explosive, he can be unbelievable, he's so talented, his offload is just so hard to handle, his meters are incredible, defensively can come up with a big shot, but he can also get himself and his team in Barney rubble very quickly. This is a guy that I hate to say it, but I couldn't trust him on the big stage like this. I couldn't do it, but ability-wise, you cannot deny that Tevita Pangai Jr., he's got the ability to handle it up here with the big fellas, with the big boys at the big table, but not a guy that I think I'd be going for. I've got him in Tier 1 here. He probably should have been in Tier 2, somewhere in between, but a guy that I wanted to mention there. That's the end of Tier 1. They're the guys that I think you can most likely see make their Origin debut this year, or at least be 18th, 19th, 20th man in these squads. Some of them, I think they could get into the starting side for game one without any injuries. A couple of them are going to need injuries. Tier two, which I'm about to kick off, these are guys that are definitely going to need injuries. But if there is a big injury toll, which welcome to season 2021 post-COVID injuries, it is injury galore. It is a faster game than ever. These opportunities will arise. These are the guys that I think need a couple of injuries.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tier 2, I've got it headlined by a guy that hasn't even played a game yet this season, and it is Katoni Staggs. This is a guy that I think with just 3 or 4 good games before Origin is picked, I think he could be a real smoky, and he might not be their game 1, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see him there game 2 or game 3. He's got some incredible individual brilliance, and there's the possibility that he might play 5-8 for the Brisbane Broncos, which for me is going to mean that Katoni Staggs is going to have more ball in his hand. You're going to see more of his running game. I think if he was to get picked for State of Origin, I think you'd see him in the centres, or you could potentially see him in Jersey 14. But he's a guy that I do think he is going to need a couple of injuries, hence why he's in Tier 2. But he's a guy that has the sort of X factor, the sort of ability that, once again, Queensland would not want to face him. I remember Corey Parker talking about this guy. It must have been 3 years ago that he wouldn't be surprised to see him as a bolter for the Blues. And I sort of thought, what on earth is he talking about? But Katoni Staggs got rare ability that not many other guys do. He's got proper X factor. He's a guy that I would not be shocked to see him make his Origin debut this year. Another guy, Mitch Barnett. He's had an incredible start to the season for the Newcastle Knights. He has been unreal. He's another guy that I think could potentially push his way in there. Once again, he's going to need a lot of injuries, as a lot of these Tier 2 guys are, but I think the start to his season has been unbelievable. The lines he's running, the offloads he's getting away have been so strong. His defense is fantastic. So I have no doubt that Freddie would be keeping an eye on him. He's another guy I wouldn't be shocked to see him have a little tour around camp during the series. If he doesn't debut, I wouldn't be shocked to see him getting around 18th, 19th, 20th man. He's got a bit of arsehole about him too. I know the people from up that way that I know that played against him when he was younger and everything. He's got a bit of see you next Tuesday in him. So I'm sure Freddie will be well and truly aware of that. The reality of Origin is you need a little bit of that in your side, so he'll be keeping an eye on him. Another guy fits into a very similar mold is Hudson Young. Another guy that's going to need injuries, but I think Hudson Young, he's got Origin written on his forehead. I think it will come for him eventually. Reminds me of a lot of Nathan Brown that I saw a couple of years ago. He obviously made his debut last year. Wouldn't be shocked to see him in Sky Blue again this year. But Hudson Young, he's a guy that over the next few years, I definitely think he could develop into an Origin player. I think he's got that sort of potential, and I think Freddie is well aware of this guy. Another guy from up at Newcastle, Connor Watson. Moved to the 13 jersey this year. Obviously, he's going to have Victor Radley, Cam Murray, these sort of guys in front of him for his role. But with a couple of injuries, and if we need a bit of X factor, you did see Brad Fittler a couple of years ago pick Tyrone Peachy out of obscurity, sort of used him in that role a little bit. So I wouldn't be shocked if Freddie did pluck a Connor Watson out of here. He's been playing great footy. He just needs to stay fit, and hopefully their halves can stay on the field so Watson can show what he can do in the lock forward role, because we've seen it in patches. But we've seen him play 5-8 and sort of shuffle around a couple of times this season, which I'm not a huge fan of. I want to see him playing through the middle and attacking through the centre third. I think that's where you can see his best footy. Another guy from the Gold Coast Titans is Brian Kelly. A guy I've spoken about quite a bit. He's got ability that not many other centres do. I think he's one of the hardest guys to handle one-on-one, and he's not a Katoni Staggs where you look at him and you go, my God, he's strong as an ox. He's so fast. He's not a Stephen Crichton where he's got huge reach. He's not a Campbell Graham where he's got massive reach. Lomax where he's got all these, you know, he's just not, he just looks like a normal body shape, but he is just so hard to handle, Brian Kelly. Loves a tough carry, always makes his meters. He's a guy that I mentioned last year and everyone sort of laughed at me, got a heap of DMs and whatnot. And then the last 5 weeks, all of a sudden, the Titans win 5 on the trot. Everyone's realizing how good Brian Kelly is. I've said it a few times. I think if he was at a different club, if he was at a Sydney club, if he was at the Roosters or Melbourne, I think it'd be a very different story with Brian Kelly. I think he's a guy that could jump up these lists very quickly. But this year, it's going to take a number of injuries, no doubt about it. Another guy out of the Cronulla Sharks that he's really impressed me over the last 2 years. Probably the guy that's going to need more injuries than anyone out of this group, but he's a big body. He's got a bit of character to him. He's the sort of guy that I think Freddie would really vibe with is Toby Rudolph. He's probably a guy that I don't think will get a chance to go into this team or really tour around it or anything, but I think he's a guy that Freddie would have penciled down over the next few years. I have no doubt Freddie loves a real locker room guy, and I think this guy would be perfect. We saw in the Maroons camp last year, Josh Kerr got there, you know, player of the series. award. I think it's like their Queensland Spirit Award or something. And I think this guy would be very similar to Toby Rudolph. We obviously saw him get in trouble the other night on the Matty Johns show, blown a little bit out of proportion there. But he's a guy that I think Freddie would be keeping his eye on. Second last guy on this list, Spencer Lenu. Freddie spoke about him last year, a real explosive front rower, small body, hard to handle. He's a guy that I think Freddie would be keeping his eye on once again. Penrith Panthers are going well. He hasn't gone as good as what I thought he would this year, to be completely honest with you, with James Tarmel leaving. I thought he would really step up. Hasn't quite done it yet, but we're still 6 weeks up his sleeve. It could be anything for Spencer Lenu, so keep an eye on him. The last guy on this list is a guy that had a pretty bang average off-season. Moved positions off an injury last year. Adam Elliott, I think he's been fantastic on the left edge for the Canterbury Bulldogs. I thought that the move out of lock forward was going to be a mistake. I had no doubts about that whatsoever, but I think he's been really impressive. I think Freddie would be impressed with his on-field leadership. Obviously, the stuff off the field wasn't great, and maybe that'll push him back a little bit, but I think on-field he has been fantastic, and I think he's another guy that Freddie would be keeping his eyes on. And now I've got my one big smoky. This is a massive smoky. I think he's a long way away from making his debut now, but with 6 weeks of really good footy, shows us what he can do. I wouldn't be shocked if this guy makes his debut. My big smoky for season 2021 to make their Origin debut, and I have no doubt he's going to need a couple of injuries, but this guy coming off the bench for New South Wales, I think he could be so destructive. I've been talking about bench players for a long time, just how important they are. And you saw what Brandon Smith did in the grand final last year or last season for the Melbourne Storm. You're going to see it again over the next few weeks as Harry Grant returns. And I think this is a guy that can play a very similar role for New South Wales. And I think if he was to come off the bench, it would really worry the Queensland forwards through the centre third. This is a guy that when I see him come on the field each and every week, he's only played one game this season, may I remind you. But when I was watching him last year, whenever he came on the field, he changes the momentum straight away. And a number of guys I've spoken to, whenever I ask them about the hardest guy to tackle in rugby league, this name is always thrown up. It is, of course, Sifa Talakai out of the Cronulla Sharks. Now, this is a guy that I hold very highly. I think he's going to be an absolute star in our game. I love the way that he's found his the hard way to where he is now. He's got rejected by numerous clubs. He was a superstar coming through, yeah, an absolute gun coming through the Mascot Jets and the South Sydney system. Rabbitohs didn't want him. Penrith didn't want him. He arrived at Newtown, won a premiership there. Johnny Morris has brought him through. And now I think he's one of the more destructive players in our game. He just hasn't played enough football. I think if he can put together 5 or 6 weeks straight here for the Cronulla Sharks, I really do think he could be a big smoky and make his Origin debut this year. I wouldn't be shocked if by the time Origin comes around, he's the starting edge back rower on the right-hand side for the Cronulla Sharks. I think he's got that sort of ability. I think he can have an unbelievable combination with Sean Johnson. There's guys like Nakora and Ty Wilton who have been really good there. Wade Graham, he will return to the left edge sooner rather than later, but I think Sifa Talakai, he's going to have a big impact on this competition over the next few weeks. Probably not a guy you're expecting, and hence why they're called a smoky. Do I think he's going to be one of the first picked? No way. Do I think he's going to be there game one? Probably not. Do I think he's going to be there game three? Probably not. But as I said, he's a smoky. And if there's a couple of injuries or if Freddie wants to think a little bit left field, which Freddie is more than capable of doing, I think this guy, he could be right up there. Keep an eye on Sifa Talakai. I'm confident he plays Origin at some point. He is such a gifted, talented player. The leg speed he has and the power that he brings, he is really troubling. And he would get huge momentum through the centre third for this side. Damien Cook, if he had him and Cam Murray on the field, wow, shut the gates. It would be Red Rover.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.